Another day, another task, think fast with a whole nother mission complete.
Successful-ish.
Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see.
I'm successful-ish.
Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve.
Successful-ish.
Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope, wait, then I roll up my sleeve.
Hello, friends. We are back and kicking off season 13 of the Successful-ish podcast. I am so excited to be back. I've probably typed and deleted at least 24 drafts for this episode, and we're just going to try to speak from the heart. It feels a little weird to be back, but also it feels like there wasn't really any pause at all. And I guess the best place to start is just to check in and ask you, how are you doing? What successes have you been working towards? I would really love to hear what you're working towards. I do read all of the emails and comments that come through. EmbraceTheIsh@gmail.com, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn @EmbraceTheIsh. And I would really love to hear about your own successes and failures, what you've enjoyed or learned from listening to other guests, other episodes on this podcast, and what you would like to hear us talk about in future seasons. What do you want to learn? What do you want to be more successful in? I took a bit of a lengthy break. I know the last few seasons, or the last couple seasons anyway, of the podcast have been a little wonky. And I took a break because I really needed to take my own advice and do less. So I've been really focused on my personal goal of buying a house, no more landlords, roommates ever. And I'm so excited to share that that is now a success. I purchased my first home in Iowa, of all places, in late August. And I've also been really focused on my career. I decided a while back that I really missed working with a team. And so I went back to the world of 9 to 5 and actually got really lucky and found a not super 9 to 5-y 9 to 5. And I've been transitioning my business model as well. Was also very lucky to be able to find a really great company where I get to work with a really cool team of people that are all also super supportive of what I am doing with the podcast and building in my business. So I kind of get the best of everything that I love doing, which is awesome. And I've also been getting settled into my new home, new hometown, new job role, just a lot of moving pieces. And at the advice of several individuals, mentors, friends, several people, I decided to cut out anything in my life that did not absolutely have to happen and really just embrace a season of rest. I think that I was in a pretty intense season of burnout, just feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from just a lot of things. Like, you know, you look at the list of stressors that people face in life as far as like buying a home, moving to a new place, you know, having financial struggles, losing a job, starting a new job, ending or starting a relationship. If you Google like the top stressors, I think that for the last decade, I have had at least 5 of the major ones going on at any given time. And that just really starts to take a toll on your energy, on creativity, on just overall ability to really enjoy life. And so decided to just cut out anything that did not absolutely have to happen and embrace a season of rest, or at least rest in terms of what I consider rest. As it turns out, I am not a great rester. My version of rest was to take a step back from what I was doing. So to take a step back from launching a mobile app, hosting retreats, publishing a book, hosting a podcast, studying for my PT certificate, training for my black belt in Krav, stage speaking, all these different things. Took a break from that so that I could enjoy a more leisurely schedule of a 40-hour work week and renovating a house. I may have a problem. In many ways, my calendar is actually more full than ever, but I have challenged myself to really live by the philosophy that I've been teaching to others, that I've been speaking about and leading for several years now, to really to live that, to embrace this season of rest and even incorporate that concept into my everyday life. And so now, literally almost every day now, there is a dedicated time to rest and there's a dedicated time to play. There's dedicated time to work. And those three very important things are carved into my calendar with equal importance every day. And what I mean by that is that, yes, obviously work fills up a lot of my calendar. There is not a ton that I can do about client meetings or team meetings. There are just things that is an obligation. It has to go on the calendar. But also, I'm very diligent about putting rest into my calendar, whether that is time to take a walk with my dogs in the sunshine, or to take like a 15-minute yoga stretch break, or to take a 30-minute power nap, or to actually eat a lunch, like not hover over my computer with a sad little desk salad, but just really actually eat a lunch. To do self-care, whether that's taking a nice long Epsom bath or whatever that looks like. There's been daily time that I really dedicate to getting that deep rest that I need, and also dedicating time to play. So this could be having a drink with a friend, or I signed up for improv classes. So I've been doing that the last several weeks, which is a ton of fun. There are places that I go dancing with girlfriends. There's all kinds of different like live music and comedy and events. And there's just so much going on in my city. And so I really dedicate time to at least once a week, I'm doing something really fun. And every day I'm trying to do something fun, even if it's tiny. And this discipline of not doing, of doing less, of taking things off my plate is 100% helping me in doing things more efficiently. The fuller my calendar gets with blocking those intentional times of rest and play, that is what is creating all of the energy to be able to do all the other things. And I think maybe the biggest thing that I've been learning over this last season of taking a break is just how freaking hard it is to actually be happy, or rather to be okay with being happy. And I know that sounds weird. I'm going to explain this a little bit. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, if you've been listening to this, or if you know my story, you know that there has been a pretty heavy emphasis on things like struggle, resilience, failure, just a lot rooted in this ambition of climbing out of something or getting to that place of being okay. There's been, you know, roommates and crazy landlords and financial challenges and crappy jobs and imposter syndrome and just real life challenges. It's just been, there's no other way to say that. It has just been a tough run for the last several years, have just been, you know, one really big hurdle after another. And now I'm not saying that life is perfect or without the occasional hurdle, but now I own my own home. I have a great job with people that actually really enjoy working with. I have a handful of passion projects that I really love working on. I've made really great friends. I have a vibrant social life, way more vibrant than any introvert's calendar should be. And I finally gave up on Taco Bell. A little inside reference if you've caught earlier episodes. And I'm just really happy. And what I've learned is that even saying that sentence out loud is uncomfortable. Why is that? I think it's uncomfortable because I don't think as a society as a whole, I don't think we enjoy being happy. And I'm not sure we enjoy when other people are happy either. And hear me out, because I really don't think I'm alone in this. Taylor Tomlinson literally just did an entire Netflix special based on this premise that you can't have it all and that we really don't want people to have it all. Highly recommend. If you've never watched Taylor Tomlinson, she's amazing. And Taylor Tomlinson, if you ever come across this podcast, please consider this an open invitation to come talk with us, because you're incredible. 10 out of 10 recommend her Netflix specials. But anyway, it was sometime this summer. I was walking my dogs. The sun was shining. We found this really cool lake nearby, and I watched my pups kind of splash around while I listened to some music in my ear pods. And I thought, I am feeling something. And I don't know what this feeling is. I'm not tired. I'm not stressed. I'm not worried about the future. I'm not depressed. I'm not annoyed. I think I'm happy. And of course, this led to me doing what any happy person would want to do. I wanted to tell people. So I started calling people, parents and friends, and I started telling them about all the happy things in my life. And while a few responded with happiness for my happiness, a lot of responses were critiques or concerns. People reminding me that, you know, the house sale might not go through, and it's actually not very common for, you know, it's very common for home sales to not go smoothly, to have bumps in the road. People reminding me that, you know, going back to a traditional job might suck. Just remember, like, you know, they'd replace you before your body was cold. There's long hours. There's shitty bosses. People reminding me that, you know, summer is nice now, but just wait until winter when it's going to be cold and miserable. And I started to become aware of just how much negativity I was allowing into my ears, which was finding its way into my heart and into my worldview. And I think sometimes happiness feels like a trap. Like, we aren't supposed to be negative. That's not attractive. No one wants a Debbie Downer. But if we're too optimistic, if we're too happy, that comes off as delusional or irresponsible. Like, we aren't really thinking about realistic life obligations. So it puts us in this really funky place of needing to sort of squish pessimism and optimism together. With, you know, we say things like, oh, you know, life is a struggle, but I'm thankful for this one little thing. Or, oh, you know it might not work out, but at least I have this for now. And I know this sounds a little crazy, but really, pay attention over the next few weeks to how people talk. Pay attention at work to whether your coworkers talk about how great things are going all the time, or if they feel compelled to say something about how, you know, they've been skipping lunch because they're so busy, or they are just having anxiety because of their busy job, or they just can't wait until Friday. Pay attention to your neighbors when they talk about the weather, if they feel the need to appreciate the sunshine while we have it. And I'm telling you, this is a universal paradox. I think as a society, we are uncomfortable being happy. And I think there's a lot of reasons for this. But the one big one that I think is that we feel like we need permission. Like, if we are too happy at work, it will look like we aren't really working. Or if we're too happy in a relationship, we obviously aren't really connecting. Or if we are too happy in life, then, you know, the other shoe is just bound to drop any moment. And it's almost like there's a safety in the struggle, because that makes us feel humble, makes us feel like we aren't just bragging about how awesome life is. And I think it also can make us feel like we won't be running into too many surprise hardships because we're already facing some. And when we can push past others' opinions and critiques, or even our own anxieties about perceived opinions and critiques, we might actually be able to enjoy a really happy life. And the more I've been realizing this, the more protective I've become over my time and energy. I don't pick up as many phone calls. I end the conversation if it starts to swing negative. I don't go on a date unless they can prove to me that they are not stuck in the shit show that is the modern dating cycle. I actively look for opportunities that are fun and meaningful. And I mean, does this mean that my life is just completely hedonistic and I only do things that make me happy and I refuse to do anything unpleasant and I only do work that brings me joy? No, I do not live in that dream world. No one lives in that dream world, or at least no one that I know. No one in my world lives in that fantasy. And of course, there are things that don't make me happy, but I do them because ultimately it lends to a happy life. There is a huge difference between having a few unpleasant tasks in a job that you love versus absolutely hating Monday through Friday and living your life for a two-day weekend. I think that the real overall happiness is in recognizing our autonomy and really leaning into the idea that we actually do have some control over our lives. Not all of it. We can't compete with fate, but I do think that we can co-create with divinity. And I think that it is okay for us to make conscious decisions every day as to how we really want to spend our time. So consider this your permission to be happy. You have permission to find another job, ask for a promotion, go on a date, start that passion project, take that class, eat that carbohydrate. You have permission to determine what success means to you and to run towards that definition. No one else's. So that is what we are doing this season. And as I'm embracing the ish in different areas of my life, I'm really excited to share some of these conversations with you. We have some really awesome episodes lined up. So a few things that you can trust to be the same with this new season of Successful-ish. Number one, the heart behind embracing the ish stands strong, has not changed. The concept or the core concept behind Successful-ish, it's actually kind of crazy how much more I believe it every day. Like how it's hard to explain it. They get started as this concept of, you know, being in the middle, embracing the ish, having successes that are behind us and ahead of us, and being more about the journey and not about an end goal. And with everything that I take on in life every day, I just start to see that reality so much more clearly. So the heart behind the podcast stands strong, has not changed. The guests are still awesome and span across the spectrum when it comes to their successes. The conversations are candid and real and hopefully inspiring and or challenging. And I do still read every email and social media interaction, even when we aren't actively producing. A couple things that are a little different. Number one, I am giving up on curated content this season, or at least micromanaged curated content. I love a good series, whether it's a mini series like our April Fools or Encore series, or like when we released an entire season of the podcast at one time. I appreciate themed conversations, and I think partly because this is also what I do professionally, it is just in my nature to want to curate the seasons of the podcast into like almost little sermon series that tell a story. However, trying to coordinate people's schedules and production and all of the pieces that go into podcasting is extremely challenging. Which means that sometimes these amazing conversations never get shared because I just am not able to get all of the logistics in place for that series. So this round, we are just going with it. No rhyme, no reason. We will just be sharing weekly episodes as they get scheduled in. Second thing that's changing, we are publishing on Thursday mornings now. This was a tough one. I love Mondays. I'm so personally attached to my Mondays at noon. But Google says that you people like to listen to new episodes on Thursdays at 5 a.m. I personally think that's a little crazy, but you do you, boo. And I can't say that I love you enough to wake up at 5 a.m. with you, but I love you enough to schedule new content for you to enjoy when you are doing whatever you were doing at that ungodly hour. So we are going to trust the suggested, recommended best practices and release new episodes Thursdays at 5 a.m. Central. So those are the couple changes, things that are staying the same. I think that you are really going to enjoy some of the conversations that are coming up in these future seasons. And I hope that someday, after we keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again from different people in different ways, that we will finally learn how to embrace the ish.
Success and failure, none of the opposite ends. Curveball hits, gotta know where to bend. The attitude will affect destination. And if you determine when you're gonna make it. Live between successes makes life rich. Living every moment successful-ish. Live between successes makes life rich. Living every moment successful-ish. Hey, successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. I'm successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. I'm successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. Successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. Hey. All this weight on my arms, need both flex. In this race, but behind, need most steps. Had to swear the learning curve, hope I don't crash. Hit your nerves when reserves got low cash. When I fail, realize that it won't last. You made it through in the past, just look back. Successful-ish, you can see how the contrast failures and wins. Use the past and then bounce back. You can never win if you never go and do it. Failure is a hard road, rarely ever cruising. Embracing all my wins with a handful of losing. Expect the drought season when the plan's going fluent. I can never really fail, it's all how you view it. It's all a lesson, just depends how you use it. Gather all the data and keep it all exclusive. Never ending journey and the growth is therapeutic. My identity is not in what you see, I am the better me. Mistakes others make, I see. Have been teaching me. Compare yourself to others is an insult to tragedy. We are made unique, gotta use the gift collectively. Broke down my goals and a few look toesome. Can't take them back cause you already spoke them. Easily regress if you don't stay focused. Focus, live between success and moments. Successfully. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. I'm successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve. I'm successful-ish. Another day, another task. Think fast with a whole nother mission complete. Successful-ish. Pick up the weight, press on, and act on the visions I see. I'm successful-ish. Sit back and bask in the glory of all the goals I achieve. Successful-ish. Lose a stack, get it back, reinvest, hope with, then I roll up my sleeve.